الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به فليس لله حاجة أن يدع طعامه وشرابه أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
Most respected ulama ikram, brothers and elders. The very great month of Ramadan is very fast approaching. When the month of Ramadan comes, so many things do change. Any person who has the slightest link with deen, some consciousness of Allah Ta'ala, so many things do change for him in Ramadan. Some people more, some people less. For a start, the day changes. Normally a person is eating breakfast and then lunch, and some people have tea in between and early supper maybe. All that changes. MashaAllah, the person is fasting the whole day. Allah Ta'ala's command. He therefore restrains himself from eating and drinking throughout the day. So mashallah, that changes. Then the person who has some connection with deen, some consciousness of Allah Ta'ala, he's not completely heedless, he's not completely unmindful, unconcerned, cannot be bothered about what has come and what is going, then he will make some effort and he will try to be part of the Taraweeh Salah. So now, probably before Ramadan, he was so heedless, he wasn't even performing his Isha Salah, which was a major sin. But now the month of Ramadan has come, so he will be performing his Isha as well, then staying after Isha to be part of the Taraweeh Salah, which will take a good amount of time maybe. So previously he wasn't entering the masjid for 10 minutes, 15 minutes for the Isha Salah. Now he's in the masjid for more than an hour. So mashallah, that has changed. Then a person has a little bit more consciousness. So the whole year the Quran Sharif was on the shelf, and he didn't get the tawfiq of touching the Quran Sharif as well. But mashallah, come the month of Ramadan, so he also is reaching out. He's also opening the Quran Sharif. His eyes are also being blessed with the vision that goes into the pages of the Quran Sharif. So alhamdulillah, that changes. Many a person who never made it for his Fajr Salah for many days in the year, which is a very major problem, very serious sin. But alhamdulillah, with the barakat of Ramadan, so now he's waking up for Sehri, so let alone making it for his Fajr, Allah Ta'ala gives him tawfiq. So now he even takes the courage that I cannot let this very precious time go by. So I should try and make some tahajjud, which I don't normally end up doing. So the person who was missing his Fajr, unfortunately, which is a very serious matter, but Allah's Fazal, he starts performing tahajjud in the month of Ramadan. So alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, all these are very great changes, very positive things. And all these are changes that take a person closer to Allah Ta'ala. But then sometimes what happens is, and very often unfortunately this happens, that all these changes that took place in the month of Ramadan, the person wasn't performing his salah, he's performing his 5-time salah, alhamdulillah. The person who wasn't making any tilawat is making tilawat of the Quran Sharif. And the person who was involved in so many wrongs, he was going to the zina dens, somebody was gambling, somebody was involved in some other vices, alhamdulillah, in the month of Ramadan, all that changes as well. But then the big problem is that hardly sometimes a month of Ramadan has left, and once again the changes change. All the good changes that took place during the month of Ramadan, person was performing his salah, he was making tilawat of the Quran Sharif, he was making some zikr, dua, He was participating in the programs of Deen. And then the very great and important change that many major sins he gave up. But then unfortunately the changes change. And then it's as if Ramadan never came. It's as if he never changed. So what was the big problem? What is the reason for this? What is the underlying issue? So on the one side, mashallah, the a'mal changed. The actions changed. The sins stopped. The very important farais and commands of Allah Ta'ala that were being neglected, that came into being, alhamdulillah. But while all these good changes took place, unfortunately the heart still didn't change. The direction of the heart didn't change. Illa mashallah, perhaps a little bit. But the full change of the heart didn't happen. So when the heart didn't change, so all these changes which were very good, but the heart didn't change, as soon as Ramadan went, the barakat of Ramadan went, the very Mubarak atmosphere of Ramadan went, and the barakat of the fast went, so Allah forbid, then with it went all the other things also. So while all these changes are very, very good, Allah Ta'ala will reward it tremendously, but the main change has to happen within. And that is what the month of Ramadan is all about. Where the purpose and the object of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala has described in the Quran Sharif, that kutiba alaykum as-siyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. That the fasting has been prescribed upon you like it was prescribed upon those before. La'allakum tattaqoon, so that your hearts change. So that the heart changes. This is what taqwa is all about. That the heart changes with the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala in it now. That the person now develops taqwa in his heart. That heart which has become filled with taqwa, that taqwa will now manifest itself in every limb. That taqwa will manifest itself in his eyes. And now he'll make amal on the ayat of the Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. Say to the believing men to lower their gazes and to protect their chastity. And likewise Allah commands the woman, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُمْ. Say to the believing woman also, they must lower their gaze and they must protect their chastity. Now because the heart is filled with taqwa, this will manifest itself in his eyes. It'll manifest itself in where he goes and doesn't go. He will be far away from the zina dens and far away from all the other avenues of zina, whether it is through the phone or whatever it might be. When the heart has changed for the better. Otherwise, Allah forbid, the person while fasting also will be in the zina of the eyes, because the heart didn't change. When the heart is filled with taqwa, now the tongue will that taqwa will manifest on the tongue. And that ayat of the Quran Sharif will come into action. وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Say to my servants, they should speak that which is best. They shouldn't be vulgar. They shouldn't be obscene. And then especially, na'uzu billah, make fasting the reason for it. That the person now gets into an argument with somebody, gets into a quarrel and dispute, and then he comes down onto vulgarity, and then he says, well, I was fasting, so I lost it. So na'uzu billah, he makes fasting the reason for his vulgarity. Whereas fasting came to teach him to stop the vulgarity. Fasting came to teach him to give it up forever, that his tongue must become clean. Now he starts fighting with his wife, and he says, no, but because he was fasting. Fasting came to teach him how to be with good akhlaq. Because fasting teaches sabr. In the Hadith Sharif, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam addressed the Sahaba Ikram on the eve of Ramadan, and he delivered a khutbah to them and gave them the very great virtues of Ramadan. قَدْ أَظَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ شَهْرٌ مُبَارَكٌ. That a very great month has dawned upon you, and a very blessed month has dawned upon you. And then in that hadith further down, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, وَهُوَ شَهْرُ الصَّبْرُ وَالصَّبْرُ ثَوَابُهُ الْجَنَّةِ. This is a month of sabr. that sabr is not just refraining from food and drink. That is compulsory during the time of the fast. But that is teaching sabr in the most broadest sense. That while you learned how to make sabr from food and drink, from indulging with one's halal spouse during the time of the fast, so this was sabr. So now, bring that same sabr into your life at every other juncture. And just as you refrain from halal food and drink for Allah Ta'ala, and make sabr on the temptations of nafs, on the temptations that and the traps of shaitan, when they are tempting you, when the nafs is tempting, when shaitan is trying to drag a person into all the sins and vices, into looking at haram, into speaking evil, in going to haram places, in getting into haram relationships, in going to the gambling dens, in committing zina, and in whatever else, all the filth that carries on the phone. So when shaitan and nafs are tempting in this direction, that person who was fasting, if that heart changed, if that fast brought about a change in his heart, then now there'll be a change in his actions in Ramadan and out of Ramadan. Otherwise, Allah forbid, while he's fasting also, alhamdulillah, that's very great, but the sins won't stop. While he's fasting, he'll still be involved in that haram chat. And if he refrained the whole day, then the whole night he'll drain all the fast away. So this change, mashallah, in the actions is very good. Allah Ta'ala grant us greater change in it. That whatever good takes place, Allah increase it. But the very crucial thing is for us to search within our hearts. Have we already started looking at making a change in our hearts? Have we already started looking at how to change this heart, the direction of the heart? The direction of the heart which is in dunya. The deen is there, but the direction is dunya. So wherever deen can fit into dunya, it will fit in. And if deen cannot fit into the dunya at that time because it's a busy moment and now I'll lose the customer or now I get this job done, otherwise I'll lose the commission, or otherwise this, that and the other, or otherwise my entertainment will get spoiled. And this game I'll miss out on. And Allah forbid, this haram will get left out. So now I'll leave the salah for some other time. Either for later or even become qaza, na'uzu billah. So because the direction of the heart is dunya, and the direction of the heart is unfortunately sometimes even in haram, so deen couldn't be brought in at that time because it's going to affect my own entertainment, going to affect my sleep. So now leave the Fajr Salah for later. Or he becomes qaza now, by the sleep is very, very cozy now. It's a cold night and short night also. So now let me carry on sleeping. So deen didn't manage to fit in because the dunya was a direction. The personal comfort was a direction. Regardless of what Allah Ta'ala's command is. So the heart hasn't changed. So now the month of Ramadan comes and goes and everything is back to square one. So the most crucial thing is changing the heart. So what's going to change the heart? So the first thing that's going to change the heart, and which is the most important amal for the preparation of Ramadan, and then the most important thing in Ramadan as well, together with the fast and together with whatever amal, what's going to change the heart is tawbah. Sincere tawbah. Not just some lip service, just something on the, just for the sake of doing it. Seriously, genuinely, deep down, from the depth of the heart, sincere tawbah. MashaAllah, we all have already in our minds, Ramadan is coming, we're going to be fasting inshallah. So where we're going to probably perform our Taraweeh Salah, we might be already deciding now whether this masjid or that masjid, or there's certain person performing here, MashaAllah, enjoy his recitation, I'm going to join him, or somebody is making a khatam in 10 nights, MashaAllah, all that planning has happened, alhamdulillah. In other words, it's a consciousness, Ramadan is coming, alhamdulillah. Many of us might have planned even more than that too. Last year I didn't even make one khatam of the Quran Sharif. Inna lillah. What a great loss. I need to change that. This year I'm going to make some khatams of the Quran. Excellent, alhamdulillah. Thumma alhamdulillah. So we planned all these things, alhamdulillah. And many of us, mashallah, already planned what is our iftar menu also. And many have already put that menu, all the ingredients in place and everything is all ready for things to roll when the month of Ramadan comes. Many have already given our list of what we want for sehri and iftar. So all these things are already there. But have we thus far planned to make tawbah? Have we men planned to make serious, genuine tawbah? Tawbah from the sins of the eyes, from the sins of the ears, tawbah from that music, from that evil talk, from listening to that ghibat, tawbah from the sins of the tongue, tawbah from the sins of the heart, that pride, the jealousy, the malice, the chasing behind all the haram, and falling into everything of lust. Tawbah from the misuse of that phone. Tawbah from all the haram and illicit relationships. Have we thought about it yet? And have we started making the tawbah? Which person applies oud while he's still filled with filth? All the dirt and filth, he was, whatever, maybe it was not a problem that he put himself into some, he was working, he got dirty while working, but now he's laden in grease and dust and dirt and grime. So he decides now, in the smelly state, full of perspiration, so first he applies the oud, and now he decides, okay, I'll take a bath later. No, he takes a bath first, now that oud will also have its effect. So mashallah, Ramadan is coming, the oud of Ramadan is it's round the corner. Have we started cleaning ourselves? Started washing ourselves clean? And this is one of the most important preparations for Ramadan, in fact the preparation for Ramadan, that we make sincere tawbah now. Many a person says, okay, when Ramadan comes, so in other words, what? Let the sins carry on now. That's what it tantamounts to. Sins are a shackle. Sins drag a person downwards. Sins become a weight. وَلَكِنْ كَرِهَ اللَّهُمْ بِعَاثَهُمْ فَثَبَّتَهُمْ وَقِيلَ قُعُدُوا مَعَ الْقَاعِدِينَ. This is a specific discussion, no time to go into the details. Allah Ta'ala says these people, they wanted to carry on, persist in their wrong. So Allah kept them back. Allah Ta'ala didn't allow them to come forward then, because they wanted to remain stuck in haram, stuck in their kufr and shirk. Allah forbid sometimes that a person, mashallah, has been blessed with iman, but he wants to remain stuck in sin. Those sins shackle a person down. It puts a weight on his hands. Those hands can't carry the Quran Sharif. It'll carry some other things. It'll carry 10 times heavier things, but can't carry the Quran Sharif. It won't be able to carry a light tasbih, but it'll carry the phone for 1 hour, 2 hours, and look at all kinds of things. But that hand will be too heavy. The sin will weigh it down to carry one tasbih. The fingers won't move, the fingers will be shackled to recite Subhanallah on that finger, to recite Durood Sharif one time. The tongue will be shackled down, it will be weighted. Sins, the vulgarity weights that sin, that tongue downwards. The ghibat, the lying, the obscene talk, it becomes a weight on that tongue. It can talk every kind of filth, but it won't move in the tilawat of the Quran Sharif. To recite one surah, a few ayat, very difficult. Like dragging something along. Person will be able to stand and sit, whatever, do the whole night, spend the whole night in some futile thing, and Allah forbid in haram. But to spend a few minutes sometimes in few rakats of nafil, impossible, I'm too tired. But then some friends came around and something else happened, like the person was too tired to just sit in the house of Allah Ta'ala a little bit more. But he goes outside and half an hour, 1 hour will go away in some futile discussion. That time nothing, no tiredness. Sins become the weight. Sins become a shackle. Wallahu arkasahum bima kasabu. Now we want to get out of those shackles, break out of those shackles of sin, out of this weight that holds us back, that doesn't allow us to come out of our beds at the time of Fajr, that doesn't allow us to step out of our homes at the time of Isha, doesn't allow us to move out of wherever we are at the time of Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, and will easily take us, will flow downhill towards some entertainment and haram, Allah forbid. But to come to the masjid will be like climbing a mountain. It is the effect of sin. It's the effect of haram. The heart being in the wrong direction. The month of Ramadan comes, it comes with great barakat. It's a combination of every good that can happen in any other time of the year. This is all combined in the moments of Ramadan. Those precious moments, the opportunities that are presented for a person, which all the opportunities that come in any other time of the year, all combined and much more. The opportunities to connect to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The opportunities to get the direction of the heart correct. Not to confine it to the changes in a'mal only. That is excellent, mashallah. But to step beyond that and to get the direction of the heart right. That the heart's direction must be akhirat. Dunya becomes a need and a necessity and dealt with accordingly. And the aspiration is, how can I get close to my Allah? How can I clean my heart out of the love of dunya? How my heart can be filled with the love of my Rabb, who sustains me, who nourishes me, who has blessed me with everything, and who I will have to stand in front of and give an answer to, an account for my deeds on the day of Qiyamah. I have no idea how long I'm still around in dunya, whether it is today, whether it is tomorrow, whether it is in a few days' time. Allah knows best. We have no idea. So now, how to change the direction of the heart? This heart which is so, it's craving all the time for every evil, lusting for every sin. When will this heart start yearning for the masjid? I need to make this Ramadan such that my heart starts yearning for the masjid. The 7 categories of people that will be given this very special privilege on the day of Qiyamah, under the shade of the arsh of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Among them, one category, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that وَرَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسْجِدِ. That person whose heart is yearning for the masjid. He's outside, he's gone to his work, he's gone home for his needs, whatever the case is, but his heart is in the masjid. Just now is going to be Isha. Tomorrow, Fajr is at a certain time. What time is my alarm set for? His heart is attached to the masjid. So I need to change my heart. That I'm not in the masjid out of just because I have to be here. Now it's Ramadan, it's Taraweeh. Oh, now, how can in Ramadan also I don't make it? Alhamdulillah, we're making it. That's very great. But the heart must change. Then after Ramadan, the change won't change. The good change won't change to a bad change. Then again, that thing somersaulted. The primary thing is the heart must change for the better. So the starting point is Tawbah. Sincere Tawbah. Begging Allah's forgiveness. And Tawbah requires giving up the wrong. Making Tawbah requires first step, completely abandoning the evil, deleting the haram, breaking those illicit contacts, and whatever other filth and evil. And if that smartphone is taking us towards Jahannam, then to become smart and do without it. And then to have that remorse together with that, the genuine remorse and regret. Allah's countless ni'mats, and this is my response. This is how I have responded to all Allah's ni'mats. That I had only responded with sin, with vice, with breaking Allah's commands. Somebody doesn't listen to me and I've done half a favor to that person too, I get so offended. Allah's countless favors, and this is my response, sin after sin. Eyes in sin, tongue in sin, heart engulfed in thinking about sin, planning sin, plotting sin, and waiting sometimes in Ramadan for after Ramadan to get back to sin. Allah Ta'ala save us from this. Tawbah requires changing this heart, coming back to Allah Ta'ala, bringing the reality of gratitude and shukr in our lives, that we submit to that benefactor, submit to our Rabb, submit to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The greatest need for us is to make this decision to change our hearts. Change our hearts, bring taqwa in our lives, bring the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala, to change our direction of life from dunya to akhirat. To change the yearning of the heart from yearning for sin to yearning for the creator of our creator and Rabb. To yearn for his house. To yearn for righteous deeds. To yearn to do good towards others. Then inshallah the month of Ramadan will be a great boon for us. It will be a great a means of great blessing that we will connect ourselves with Allah Ta'ala. And then when the day of when Ramadan is gone and the day of Eid comes, and even after, it will not be like as if nothing happened. That something, nothing changed, because the change is already changed. The changes, inshallah, won't change. The good changes will remain, and there will be further progress. And this good change, the change of amal, alhamdulillah, and the very important change of the heart. Unfortunately, because all this has changed in the negative direction, all the conditions that once upon a time were very positive, that has changed to the negative. Going back 25, 30, 40 years ago, mashallah, there was so much of barakat. Everybody talks about the barakat. Every household, there was so much of barakat. There was so much of peace. There was so much of happiness. There was so much of muhabbat in families. There was so much of goodness all around. There were the odd things here and there that happened anywhere and everywhere. But very quickly, problems got resolved. There was a brotherhood in the community. There were in every direction, there was goodness. Ask people 30, 40, 50 years ago, they say you can't compare that to now. That was beyond what you can think. How good things were. But we changed. We changed things towards the evil side of things. We started doing things which were never happened before. Allah Ta'ala declared this, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah Ta'ala does not change the condition of a people. What condition? The condition of goodness that they are in. The condition of peace, of prosperity, of happiness, of muhabbat, of unity. Allah doesn't change it until they change their own condition. That condition of righteousness that was in their lives. That zeal towards deen. That condition of respecting the month of Ramadan. Of truly dedicating themselves for Ramadan. There was a general atmosphere of tilawat in the Quran Sharif, of righteousness, of consciousness of Allah Ta'ala, of total abandonment of sin. But we changed all that. When we changed it, the good conditions changed for the bad. The barakat is gone, that happiness is gone, that brotherhood is gone, that mahabbat in homes is gone, homes are on fire, the community is in all kinds of issues. We need to change all that again. Change the heart, come back to the obedience of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Individually, on our family level, as a community, as a ummah at large, we will come back to the commands of Allah Ta'ala, to the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, to taqwa, to righteousness, to upholding deen in our lives and in the ummah at large. And Allah Ta'ala will bring back the good condition for us. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give us a tawfiq of truly appreciating the Mubarak month of Ramadan, of preparing for it. And the first preparation is tawbah. Allah give us a tawfiq of sincere tawbah as well. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.